toys. Sex toys, not toys as in... Well, no, you do get some rabbits and things, don't you? But yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Sort of buzzy, swishy, tickly, tie-uppy type things. Black, gold, bright pink, vibrant colours, vibrating, moving if you put them on the table. Some quite hilarious. Actually, it's quite fun to go with your partner or your newbie potential girlfriend into one of these sort of stores, or you can obviously do it online and so on. But it is fun. I went with a girlfriend, I won't mention which one, because she used to always have a toothbrush. She'd have a toothbrush for the teeth and toothbrush for pleasure at the other end. And I think, oh my god, what's she going to do with that? And of course I had visions of the brush, but no, it wasn't the brush, it was actually the flat end, so which works the same way as a vibrator. And most women have used a vibrator anyway, so it's nothing new. But yeah, you might be you might not have gone into the bit where you've got like leather belts and they've got holes in, and then you can insert any sort of size dildo into there, and some of them look real, and you can get them in all different colours: black, white, brown, pink, anything, and obviously different sizes depending on your mood and so on. Yeah, so there's lots. It's fun, actually. It's quite fun to go in there, and it's so funny because the women that are working there, it's just like they're selling you, you know, a packet of crisps or something. You know, you wouldn't know you were buying anything particularly naughty. So maybe it's not naughty anymore. I don't know. You know, maybe I'm from a slightly earlier age where you would go to these parties and they'd be hilarious, and you know, they'd ply everyone with a bit of wine. And then, you know, you'll be playing games with all these sort of dildos that you pass between your breasts or between your thighs to each other around the room. And then you'd have all these sort of, I don't know, party games where you'd be blindfolded and all that sort of stuff. And then you try on all this really outrageous gear that you're never going to buy and you can hardly get into at ridiculously expensive prices. But yeah, you've got a lot more choice these days. So you should enjoy and go out there and explore. And it is fun, I can tell you. Okay, so what am I talking about? God, I'm just remembering sort of, I was remembering when I went with a previous partner, and I say a previous partner, so no one will know which one it is, because some of my friends are listening to this and they will be able to work it out. But we went in and she insisted on spending a fortune on, she liked the idea of strap-on, so we bought all that, and she chose the size of thing to be strapped in, but you can get stuff also that goes in passage number two, but I sort of drew a line at that. I didn't really fancy that, but you can put stuff inside as well that you walk around with, you go into shopping and you kind of hold it all in place, and it's supposed to help your muscle control and so on. So that's quite an interesting one, especially if you just had a baby. But anyway, yeah, that's another other story, but anyway, I won't go into that now. But anyway, and that's a friend, that's not me. Yeah, so we went through and we were sort of excuse me, talking to the saleswoman. She said, oh, have you tried this one? And do you like that one? And yeah, my friend was, oh, yeah, I'll have this, I'll have that. And I said, you really don't need any of this stuff. But she insisted. So when she made up her mind, she made up her mind. So we came out of there with various size dildos, vibrator. She had a thing for the rabbit as well. That was her own sort of personal, like a little bullet thing. Batteries will always run down on that. But anyway, yeah, and that used to sort of thing that would sort of start up when it's in your bag, you know, on its own. And apparently you can get remote control ones that your partner actually controls, and they can do it via the internet now. This is a whole other thing, so I'll definitely have to look into that, but that's kind of way beyond me at this point, so maybe someone else can talk to me about that and have a little bit of expertise. So I certainly, when I discover that, I'll certainly let you know about that, or maybe you let me know about it. I don't know, maybe you're so far ahead of me that I'm playing catch up here. I don't know. Yeah, so we bought all that, and then we were booked into a hotel for the weekend on, you know, somewhere on the South Coast. And we we tried out all this stuff. We took it in turns and so on, you know, me on top, her on top, behind, etc. So yeah, without being too graphic, because I know friends and family may be listening, so I don't want to embarrass anybody, or at least fool myself. Yeah, so we tried all that, and we worked our way through the whole thing, kind of got each one out, and spent a certain time with it. And yeah, at the end of it, she sort of said, yeah, I think you were right, because personally I prefer, you know, the stuff I was born with, you know, fingers and lips and mouth and tongue and all that sort of stuff, I think you get better feel. And personally, vibrators make me go numb anyway, so they're not necessarily my thing. But hey, you enjoy, gosh. I'm not doubting that they're good for some people. Okay, so going on to, I digress. I keep getting the visual flashbacks here. Hands. So for newbie L-plated lady lesbians who are moving over from the men in transition, definitely, I know you've all got lovely long nails and thing nowadays. Everyone's got all these false ones stuck on and so on. They're all beautiful colours and so on. But let me tell you, if you are on the receiving end of somebody with long nails, ouch, I can tell you. So yeah, think about it. So yeah, if you're going to be attempting to let your fingers do the talking with a lovely lady, then I suggest that you have short nails, or you certainly don't have anything stuck on you that particular day in the nail department. So and actually you're quite likely to lose one anyway, so just be careful, okay? All right, so that's my tip. So yes, in lady loving, hands and fingers are pretty important. Okay, so there's another tip for you. Speak soon.